Track 10, St. Augustine's Church Stone. Just inside the park at St. Augustine's Gate, you should be able to find a stone surrounded by a group of trees planted in a neat rectangle. This marks the area of one of the park's lost buildings, St. Augustine Church. The stone marks the location of the altar, and the trees show a rough outline of where the walls of the church once stood. St. Augustine's Church was built well after the park had opened, on a land lease from the Crown in 1867. It must have been built to accommodate the growing number of people in the parish. It was a fairly typical Victorian stone church with a square tower. Its marriage register runs up to 1945. Severe damage in the Second World War left the church in a ruinous state, and it was beyond repair. In the Second World War, sections of the park were completely transformed. Hundreds of allotments were created to grow more food, and a pig farm was set up. Ditches were dug just over 7 feet deep and 6 feet wide. Then the ditches were lined with benches and covered by concrete slabs and soil to make air raid shelters. In 1940, they were lined with concrete and chemical toilets fitted. The biggest, near St. Mark's Gate, could sit 1,386 people. An anti-aircraft artillery base called a Z battery was set up that could fire powerful rockets at German aircraft. Barrage balloons were moored by steel cables at various points around the park to prevent aircraft from attacking at a low level. Despite this, the Blitz was severe and the area was heavily bombed. One bomb landed directly on the St. Mark's shelter. 100 people were trapped and tragically 15 died, including 7 members of the same family. Prefabricated houses were erected in the park to house homeless families, and in 1944, army huts in this northern section of the park were used to house German and Italian prisoners of war. They worked in the park and in Stratford Railway Works. After the war, security was relaxed, and they were generally well treated. Often their own towns had been bombed or occupied by troops, and some prisoners of war eventually married local girls and settled here instead of going back home. On Victory in Europe Day, on the 7th of May 1945, the park hosted 2 nights of floodlit, open-air dancing, and 9,000 people danced until midnight. Jean Rudling.
Of course, all the railings were all taken away for war effort, and the park was open till 11 o'clock at night. Most to come from right over from the Lido, the other side, to come over there. I mean, I didn't stay that late, but that was open till that time of night because no gates, they couldn't close any gates, so they just took advantage of it.
Hilda Slee.
During the war, the bandstand there, there was lots of Italian prisoners of war too. They were in their uniform they had to wear. But we had dancing. I used to go there dancing when I was 13, 14. I was 14 when the war finished. I'd just gone to work. But there was a place for Italian prisoners of war that was nearby, not all that far away, and they'd come and dance. They had something on the back that you knew they were Italian prisoners of war and might be on the front, I don't know. But something was on there to tell you that they were, and they were all the same colour.
Terry Willits.
Lots of them fields and areas used over there for planting crops. Like during sort of war time. And lots of time after the war, because rationing didn't finish really till about 57. So there were still things, you know, shortages. But as young children, you used to be over the gate with the help of someone else, pull up a few carrots in your bag and back over. So that was really the thing of it, wasn't it?
Well, as I said, I was bombed out the first Saturday of the war. And then I was bombed again after that.
Linda Plenty.
After the war, when a few areas got bombed, they put prefabs on it. So as you sort the mountain, they still kept the hill bit, but, you know, levelled it out, and that's where I think about a dozen prefabs were, with their little garden on the outside. And I used to be so envious because they was in the park. You know, we got chucked out at sunset, because it always goes from sunset to sunrise, you know, when the park is open. And I used to be so envious because there was a couple of schoolgirls who used to live there. You know, they was all on one level, but they had a bathroom. And they had hot water. We didn't. We only had, you know, cold water. God help us in the winter. But then, you know, as they started building up in the 50s and 60s, those got demolished.